Inyanga ka-February iqakathekile ngoba yi-Black History Month lapha e-America. Sibona abantu abamnyama bebelwela ama-civil rights for so many decades. Lakathesi lokhu belwela the same rights with everybody else. Singabona ukuthi the voting rights ayipasanga last month, and the George Floyd bill liyana imele i-reform amapholisa layo ayipaswanga. Lakathesi lokhu sesikhangela ukuthi kuzaba lo justice ongowesifazana omuntu omnyama in the next couple of weeks. Sibona lathi ukuthi into le abantu abamnyama for this month iqakathekile, but singakhangela i-history e-America siyabona ukuthi abamnyama they are the very fabric that has made this country very very successful, starting from slavery ukuthi sesifike kathesi. Singabona ukuthi i-indexes zabantu abathengayo or ama-consumables in America, abantu abamnyama are the highest number of people who buy izinto in the trillions, which is moving the economy forward. So ukuba le month eqakathekisa umuntu omnyama, I think is a very very noble idea.
Ungathini ngendlela abantu abamnyama abaphila ngayo khonapha eMelika njalo abaphethwe ngayo?
Ukuthi abantu abamnyama bahlala kanjani okwakathesi, it's a growth in process. Ngoba sibone namhla u-coach we-Miami Dolphins hamba e-court esuwa ama-Miami Dolphins for discrimination, ngoba yena waye qakathekisa ukunqoba ama-games akhe. But uthi yena u-owner we-team ongumuntu omnungu was telling him to tank, and then ukuthenka kwangikhona ukuthi badliwe ama-games, yena wayengakuvumi khonokho. So siyabona ukuthi hayi lokhu kule nkinga ma ungumuntu omnyama. Ngoba singakhangela i-football yalapha e-America, it can kind of tell us i-synopsis of the American life of a black man, ukuthi you have izinto eziningi going against you. So hayi okwakhesi sithi it's a work in progress. It's not like in the 60s or the 70s or the 90s, but it's work in progress. Ngoba abantu abamnyama labo, they have a voice and say in a lot of decision making.